This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that several steps have been taken over the past 2.5 months since the paper leak incident. He said the culprits have been arrested and are in jail. In a video message last night, the Prime Minister said the government's foremost responsibility was to ensure that students did not lose an academic year, and it was essential to conduct the examinations at the earliest. PM Modi said that yesterday he directed the concerned departments to prepare a proposal for fast-track courts. Mr. Modi said that as the second week of Parliament begins on Monday, the government will make every effort to get this bill passed by the House at the earliest. The Governing Council of Free Watch, led by its chairman, Dr. Joram Beghi, called on the Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed the vision of elevating Free Watch into the University of World's Ancient Traditions, Cultures and Heritage, envisaged as a globally recognized center of excellence for the study, preservation and promotion of indigenous knowledge systems, traditional cultures, heritage studies, and sustainable living practices. The governor appreciated Rewatch's remarkable 15-year journey and its pioneering contribution towards research, documentation, preservation, and promotion of the rich cultural heritage of Arunachal Pradesh. He said that through its ethnographic museum, documentation center, center for mother languages, research publications, audiovisual archives, and community-based initiatives, the institution has played a vital role in safeguarding the invaluable cultural legacy of the indigenous communities of the state. Minister of Education P.D. Sona today chaired a coordination meeting with Jila Parishad members and Gaon Panchayat chairpersons to discuss ways to strengthen grassroots governance and accelerate development at the village level. During the meeting, the minister emphasized the vital role of Panchayati Raj representatives as the first point of contact for people and urged them to work with sincerity, commitment and a strong sense of public service. The meeting deliberated on key issues concerning agriculture and horticulture, PMAY, the Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, healthcare services, Aadhaar enrollment, road connectivity, and forest conservation, while stressing the need for timely resolution of public grievances. The Indian Army organized Shaurya Samband at Tooting yesterday. The program served as a platform to connect with veterans residing in remote and geographically challenging areas, where access to welfare services is often limited. A special emphasis was laid on creating awareness about various government and army welfare schemes, pension-related benefits, healthcare facilities, financial assistance, resettlement opportunities, and other entitlements available to ex-servicemen and Veer Naris. Participants were guided on the procedures to avail these benefits, enabling them to access their rightful entitlements available to ex-servicemen and Veer Naris. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Nyamgyel Angmo today convened the 3rd District Level Monitoring Committee meeting at the Conference Hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Tawang. The Deputy Commissioner directed all heads of departments and field-level officials to remain stationed at their respective headquarters. She emphasized the importance of accountability and availability of officers for effective implementation of government programs. Dehranatung Government College, Itanagar, today signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Neso Fajensis Private Limited. Under the agreement, the two institutions will work together to provide internships, industrial exposure, and project opportunities for undergraduate and postgraduate students. The collaboration will also facilitate workshops, seminars, faculty and student exchange programs, and short-term training courses aimed at enhancing academic and professional competencies. A key focus of the partnership is the promotion of organic farming, sustainable agricultural practices, and rural entrepreneurship. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.